Sports Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. Oklahoma lawmakers are considering new legislation that would help Oklahoma military men and women suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or other brain injuries suffered while in the service. Matt Smotherman is a member of the 45th Infantry. He was serving in Afghanistan.
In my particular case, I was exposed to three separate IED blasts, which directly hit my vehicle. Miraculously and thankfully, everyone in my vehicle survived. I was hospitalized. I was subsequently diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury, and suffice to say, I wasn't the same ever since then. I couldn't think properly. I couldn't carry on coherent conversations. I couldn't handle social situations appropriately. I just struggled to really conduct any of my daily activities the way I used to before. I wasn't the same person emotionally, mentally, cognitively. None of it actually worked the way it used to.
The new therapy is hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Dr. William Duncan has worked with it, and he says it takes several treatments to address the issues.
Generally speaking, we find that the first treatment, their photophobia, tends to go away. That's that light sensitivity that gives them migraine headaches. By the fifth treatment, their headaches are generally under control, and by the tenth treatment, they can sleep through the night. At the end of 40 treatments, they have a 15-point IQ increase on average, a 39% reduction in post-concussive syndrome, a 30% reduction in PTSD, which is the largest reduction in PTSD ever published anywhere, a 51% reduction in depression, and a 96% improvement in emotional control.
For Smotherman, it was a life changer. He says the therapy worked, and he got his life back.
Almost immediately, like 10 treatments into the actual process of hyperbaric oxygen therapy, everything started coming back online. Where I wasn't able to sleep before, now I could finally sleep. Where I was constantly stressed out, I no longer was. Where I wasn't able to emotionally relate to my wife and my friends, all of that started coming back.
General Rita Aragon is the head of Veterans Affairs in Oklahoma. She would like to see this as an option for the veterans in the state, but she says there's still some hurdles to clear.
We have a huge investment in the military in Oklahoma, and we have a huge debt that we owe all of those who served. Using hyperbaric oxygenation treatment to help them in help remediate traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress is a critical step forward. As we pass this legislation, and I believe that it will pass, we need the public's help. We have to be able to raise some money, serious money, to help start or to finish up the clinical studies that have to be done, as well as looking at the actual start of treatment of these men and women.
It is Senate Bill 1605. It's sponsored by Senator Mark Allen, and he's not worried about getting insurance companies on board.
We found out George Visker, a professional football player, was injured with a traumatic brain injury, received hyperbaric treatment, and actually now workers' comp pays for hyperbaric treatment for NFL players in California. So this is a big plus. We know that we can get the insurance companies on board and make this a standard of care. We can get our veterans treated, and with treating the veterans, with the increased coverage that there is on high school football players on head injuries, we can actually probably move this down to the public issue after we get the information from treating the veterans.
More on this story as it moves through the legislature. It is 7:39, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.